Jakiri FM, the number one station, 93.0.
I like it.
Concerning COVID-19, we hear that there is a new variant which is called Omicron. And we know that when it concerns viruses, they manifest in so many different ways, and that is why it is difficult for them to be treated. Yes. It is difficult to treat a viral disease because it manifests in so many ways. We might hear about COVID-19 when the virus has manifest in more than 200 different forms or so many ways. And for you to be able to treat it, you must identify that this is a particular virus and you manufacture a drug for it. And it is difficult for drugs to be manufactured for the various viruses that we have. So in that way, we hear that a new variant is up, so we still have to take precaution. Let us not be fooled that COVID-19 is over. People are still crying. The World Health Organization is reminding us that people are sick and that people are dying. If it is possible, if you come across where people are being vaccinated, don't miss that opportunity. Try to be part of it. You won't lose anything. We believe that the vaccines have been tested. They have been approved. They are there to help us.
Thank you for the opportunity of giving me. Talking about coronavirus, hand washing is very important. The hand is a medium where a lot of diseases are being transmitted. So we need to wash our hands before and after every activity that we do using our hands with soap and clean water, running water, if possible. Then we also need to move around with our hand sanitizers. In case we need to wash our hands and there's no water around, you just sanitize your hands and at least you are safe. And the other person is safe too. So again, concerning the hands, I think if we limit or even completely stop handshake, that's the traditional way of greeting by handshake, I think it will also help reduce the spread of coronavirus. Yes, seriously. If we can give distance while talking to somebody, so that maybe if there's spitter coming out from our mouth, it should not land on that person. We should also always try to keep our environments clean, especially our immediate environment, like the house, the chairs, the beds. We disinfect them all the time. Spread the news about coronavirus. I think that's another way of reducing the spread. When people are aware of it and also know the ways to avoid spreading it, I think it's going to help a long way. They say knowledge is light. And when you know about something already, I think you need to apply the possible measures to avoid the negative side of it. And also, like in schools, in hospitals, I think health talks about coronavirus should be given to the children and the clients that come to the hospital.
The most effective way to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 in our communities is sensitization. That is the most effective way we can enable people to prevent themselves from contracting the virus. You know, sensitization will go a long way to change a whole lot of mindsets, because people up to this moment still don't believe that there is COVID-19. Talk less of respecting barrier measures. Nowadays, you go to burial grounds, you see so many persons crying and wailing and people holding the person without face mask. I think social distancing has become more of an ideology than a reality. You ask people not to hug, that's where you see them hugging even more. You go to the bars, places are crowded. You go to birthday celebrations, nobody is with a face mask. So I think that we need to really make sure that people respect barrier measures and get them convinced of understanding the prevalence of COVID-19, because it all stems from the mindset, and that so many persons are still not in terms with the fact that there is a COVID-19. So sensitization, I think, is the most effective way of ensuring that people respect barrier measures in order to prevent the spread of the COVID-19. Like I said earlier on, if you understand now, people have stereotype mindset when it comes to COVID-19. They've always been having that. So it has not changed. That is why the vaccination rate in Cameroon is still at 5%. Can you imagine? It's still at 5%. And there is actually no respect for barrier measures. People put on face masks only when they see policemen on the road. People tend to respect barrier measures only when it has been emphasized, say, in a gathering where they say that, okay, respect barrier measures. That's when people respect it, actually. But if it is coming from the mind that they need to do this automatically, it becomes a taboo and it becomes a no-no. So my brother, sensitization will be the best way to get people be aware of the fact that there's COVID-19 and for them to prevent themselves from contracting it.
Thank you for this opportunity. Talking about coronavirus and its prevention, I want to start by saying that coronavirus is real and is already here with us, and people are getting infected with it. And the good news about this coronavirus is that it can be prevented. We can prevent ourselves from being infected with this virus. And the number of ways in which we can prevent ourselves from being infected with this virus is by always getting our hands washed under running water. If we deem our hands are unclean, we should wash our hands with clean running water. In situations where we find ourselves in public areas where we don't have running water, we should always possess a hand sanitizer where we can able to sanitize our hands and keep them safe. Another thing is we should also avoid touching our mouth, touching our nostrils, touching our face with unclean hands. Talking about hands, we should also avoid handshake. We should limit or avoid handshake as much as possible, because handshake is the one primary route which is transmitting this virus. Also, in situations where we find ourselves in public areas, like in crowds, meetings, or in jungle places, we should try as much as possible to put on our face mask, also to limit ourselves from being infected with this virus. Visiting hospitals, we should always possess a face mask when visiting hospitals areas in order to keep ourselves safe and alive. We should spread the message so that we can keep ourselves healthy.
Country people, vaccination campaign for Sakara coronavirus. It goes start from 17 day, go to 21 day for this November moon 2021. Vaccination it go take place for all popular village, Masalachi, Sos, Falis, and from demote to demote from town to town. That vaccine you sabi as it is in a witty zone of farm. Now 2 times you go take them, you get them full protection. Zansin zansin, you go soak up now 1 time protection, you don't enter. This is vaccine, it is proper correct, it is safe, it is work pulanti. All people from 18 here go for firon. Now you go take them that vaccine free of SARS. Take them vaccine for you, Josina, Josina, for protect yourself and protect your loved one.
You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen, on this short program concerning COVID-19 pandemic with Sister Dr. Caroline. Sister, you're welcome.
Thank you very much for this opportunity that you have given me today to share with the public what I know about COVID-19 pandemic and what we have experienced in our area.
Thank you, Sister. We are honored to have you here. May we know what is COVID-19? Coronavirus.
Thank you very much. That's a good question. Coronavirus disease is an infectious disease caused by a virus, SARS-CoV-2, which means severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus. Most people who fall sick with COVID-19 will experience mild to moderate symptoms and recover without special treatment. However, some are more serious and need special treatment and care.
Now, how is this virus spread?
COVID-19, given that it's an infectious sickness, can spread from an infected person's mouth or nose in small liquid particles known as droplets when they cough, sneeze, speak, sing, or breathe. Easily, this happens when people are at a short distance, for example, just within the distance of 1 meter. This is simply because at a distance of 1 meter, the droplets are able to migrate. Also, in poorly ventilated rooms containing crowds of people spending a long period of time, there is also a high possibility that this virus can spread from one person to the next. You can equally have it by touching infected surfaces and touching your eyes, your mouth, and your nose.
Okay, looking at it, it shows that it's contagious, right?
Yes.
So how can this be prevented?
The preventive measures we have been talking about, and I would like to emphasize to our population, the aspect of social distancing, that is, seeing to it that you have a distance from each other, at least a meter, wearing of your face masks. Wearing face masks is not just a matter of wearing, but wearing it properly. That is, closing your nose, your mouth, and if possible, using goggles, which help to equally close your eyes, cover your eyes, and to avoid crowded areas, especially poorly ventilated rooms. Avoid touching surfaces, especially in public areas, since you don't know who passed there and what is on the surface. Frequent cleaning of the hands with soapy water, and as well using alcohol-contained hand rub. We equally encourage that when you want to cough, you cover your mouth with your elbow, or you use tissue to cover your mouth. So these are very simple measures, but they are vital regarding the prevention of the spread of COVID-19.
What are the dangers of COVID-19 pandemic?
Actually, working and living with people who have had COVID-19 indeed is a life-threatening sickness. And when I talk of life-threatening, it means it can take away your life, which it has done already to many. And it can render you as well helpless, because this has rendered many people to be off duty from their normal, that is, from their normal activities, because they contracted this sickness. It seems to be periodic. What do I mean by periodic? It is not continuous. It has peak moments that we have had lots of people who are infected, and other moments where there are not many infected persons. If I want to quote an example, between the months of August and September, we had more than 60 people who were infected. And quite a good number of people died. And looking at the statistics, the greater number of people that died were adults, were elders to see. And why did they die? Because they arrived at the hospital or health facilities very late. Thus, encouraging, in this case, I would like to encourage the population that when you feel that you are sick, please, do not get smart. Do well to come and get tested so that you are diagnosed and treated at the right time.
Now, what is the role of the vaccines?
Generally, vaccines are a preventive measure to many sicknesses, and it has eradicated many dangerous diseases from the world. Our hope is that the COVID-19 vaccine, which is being advocated this time around that people should take, our hope is that it should eradicate this COVID-19 and leave us free from this life-threatening and very contagious disease.
Now, sister, what are the reactions of people to these vaccines?
Well, looking at how the population is growing or how the population is responding to the vaccines, they are quite scary. The population is very scared about it. And I want to think that it's because of the information that is being gotten, be it from the media or from wherever. So many people are not responding to it because of this background knowledge. Of course, it is possible that one can be scared about it, but knowing that vaccines are generally a preventive method of eradicating or a method of eradicating these many diseases, as I mentioned before, we are encouraged. Your conscience has a lot to say. If you know that you are your brother's keeper, if you feel that you are not convinced about it, it's still okay.
Now, what caution have you for the general public?
Dear brothers and sisters, listening to what COVID-19 is, as I have given some highlights above, I will say that COVID-19 is a reality. It has taken away lives. It has made many people to be away from their normal activities. COVID-19 has no eyes. It infects everybody and anybody, irrespective of the class, the race, or the position. I will equally caution. I equally will caution that our elders are our treasures. As such, let us allow our elders to be tested and be treated at the right time. Because when they come late, it is very difficult to bring them back. I equally want to remind the population here that I have come across elders who would like to get themselves tested and their children or their relatives say, no, please don't be tested. It is unfortunate that it is our parents that are suffering, and we who are not feeling the pain, we stay behind. And when situations are already going off hands, that is when we want to run around. That is what is making people to be coming late. Allow yourself to be tested and be treated at the right time and within the correct moments. Because late coming has a penalty of taking away life or keeping your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, help us. I equally will be encouraging the community or the population to get yourself tested. Allow yourself to be tested if deemed necessary for early diagnosis. Early treatment is the solution. Be your brother's keeper by keeping the measures that have been highlighted.
And if you're just joining us, you are on the topic COVID-19. That's what COVID-19 is all about, how it can be spread, and the preventive measures.
COVID-19 is real. It is a reality. It is something that we cannot refuse that it is not existing. I have lost many friends to COVID-19, and at first I never really believed it was existing until I started seeing my friends, or even going for a test, and then they tell them they have it. And from that, I saw three of my friends dying because of COVID-19. We should be happy that now it is something that is, there are many ways that they have brought for us to avoid contacting it. We have the mask. mask is not the face mask, the nose mask. It's not something that is too expensive. With 100 francs, you will have it. Always be with your mask. When you are going into any gathering, have your sanitizer. Have your mask with you. Keep that distance. And like with us here in Jakiri, when people come from outside Jakiri, it is not just something to be happy, but at least take those measures. Sanitize your hands. Put your mask on. Be with them. It's not to run away from people, but taking the measures will also help. Many people are afraid of the injections that they are given now by COVID-19. But if we are all afraid, or many are afraid, we should at least focus with those measures like sanitizing our hands, keeping distances, and also putting on our mask. It will help us a long way to avoid contacting this coronavirus.
Okay, it's very true that COVID-19 exists. My dear brothers and sisters, we have to take barrier measures. It's very important. It's good that we should protect ourselves. It's not for somebody else. If you wear your mask, it's for yourself. Just the fact that you got the mask and even protect you from dust and getting catarrh and cough is very important. So we should try and protect ourselves not to be infected with that COVID-19 pandemic. It is very risky. People are dying. My dear brothers and sisters, let's try to protect ourselves, not for the government, not for any person, but for our own self, our families, and our brother, children. Thank you.
Yeah, some people still have questions like, you say people are dying from it. Have you known somebody who has died of COVID? Villagers ask such questions.
Yes, of course, people die from it. I even have a colleague who recently died from COVID-19. It is very important that we protect ourselves, and presently that others who have been confined in the hospital, who are not even able to carry out their various activities again. We are not protecting ourselves or somebody. It's for our own safety.
So what I want to say is we should still be conscious. We should know that COVID-19 is still present in our midst. We're lucky, truly, that it has not had a devastating effect on us like it has had in the West, in the Europe, and in Asia. But for real, this COVID-19 coronavirus is still present, and it is killing people, especially people who already have an existing illness that has suppressed their immune system, which makes them very, very vulnerable. So let us continue to keep the barrier measures that our government and the World Health Organization has prescribed to us. We have to keep washing our hands with soap, wash them very well. We have to keep using our alcohol gels, wipe our hands, wipe surfaces. We have to keep wearing our masks, which is the easiest thing that we can do. Wearing our masks, keep wearing our masks and protecting ourselves and our families from this coronavirus.
The third phase of vaccination campaign against COVID-19 will run from the 17th to November 21st, 2021.
It will take place in all vaccination centers and public places like churches, markets, and palaces. Vaccination teams shall equally move from door to door to ensure that everyone get access to the vaccines.
The vaccine AstraZeneca and Sinopharm requires that you take 2 doses to be fully protected, while Johnson & Johnson is just a single dose.
The vaccines, which are safe and effective, will be administered free of charge to all persons aged 18 years and above.
Let's protect ourselves and those around us by being vaccinated.
It's important to even indicate that we now have a new and more deadly variant of the virus, which is actually in circulation, and although fingers are pointing at South Africa, but then you can see that cases are already being recorded across the world, and that is why new barrier measures, and most especially lockdown measures, are already being put in place. Some countries are already suspending flights, you know, from other countries or international travelers or visitors. This is to say that if we are having, you know, series of variants and also more deadly, you know, spread of this virus, our people should at least get inspiration, but most especially learn some lessons from this so that we better prevent than to leave ourselves this vulnerable to the virus.
Coronavirus, tormenting human race like none has done it before.
We should take note that COVID-19 is real. That is what I know. Yes, and a number of measures have been communicated to us on how it can be prevented. We should wear our face mask. We should wash our hands. We avoid crowds, among others. Yes, people are dying. So if you joke with your life, you do not have another life. We only have one life to live. And I think prevention is better than cure because it is less costly. So let us try to, the measures that have been given to us, let us respect them. It won't cost us anything if we do that. Thank you.
The coronavirus is a reality. There's no doubt about it. We can only look for ways to prevent it, like the government barrier measures, washing hands regularly, wearing face masks if you have to go out, avoiding crowded areas, or maintaining a 1 meter distance if we must be in the crowd. There's already a vaccine and it is free of charge. So it would be good for everyone to vaccinate against coronavirus. Use hand sanitizers. Those are some of the preventive measures against coronavirus.
I think the very first thing I would like to recommend here is that people should accept that there is COVID-19. Because what I seem to see, most people are not yet convinced that this virus exists. But in reality, the virus is there. It's in around us, and it is left unto us to see how we can understand this concept, and then we try to put some measures to actually stay away from it. People should adopt this culture of wearing their face masks, especially when they are in crowded places. Secondly, we equally need to mind the kind of things we eat. Because I understand that there are still some organic ways of maybe trying to prevent this virus. And all would depend on our consciousness. Then the vaccine itself, which is suitable for people of different ages, we should also know that. I think recently most organizations have announced vaccination campaigns in various areas. And I would like to encourage that when you hear such an opportunity, try to be there and do your own vaccination to guard against this COVID-19. But for the most part, I would like us to be talking about it. Let's keep on sensitizing our households, our neighborhoods, and every other person, because that's still part of learning to cope with this COVID-19, which has come to stay. So it's a reality. It goes and comes in different waves. And we are now, I think this is the third or fourth wave, which history has told us that it has always been a very disastrous wave in the history of pandemics and so on. So we need to be very conscious about it in our communities and educate each and everyone, because a lot of us are still doubting Thomas's, and our relatives are dying and going, and we are seeing but still refusing the fact. So please, I want to encourage everybody to learn how to live with this COVID-19, which has become the reality in our communities today.
COVID-19 too exists. It's not a lie. And it's not, there is no particular race that it affects. Don't say it affects only the white or immune, depressed. It can affect any person, young or old. You can effectively prevent COVID-19. By maintaining social distancing, effective hand washing.
Many people are of the opinion that coronavirus no longer exists. Some even say it never existed. If you still believe in such rumors, please stop. Because coronavirus is real and has killed many people. World Health Organization, WHO, and other health organizations are still calling on us to wash our hands, put on a face mask in populated areas, and maintain physical distancing like 1 meter apart. One important thing is for us to take our coronavirus vaccines. It will help protect us from this virus and save our lives and that of our loved ones. No need to fear. The vaccine is safe and effective, according to WHO. This is a message from the Cameroon Community Media Network, CCMN, with support from International Media Support, IMS.
Coronavirus, tormenting human race like none has done it before.